views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you, and let us help you to create that life that you so desire. Now, I'd love to chat with you after the show. Let's connect after the show through my personal website. That's AskSueLondon.com. And folks, when you go to that website, I want to encourage you to sign up for my free newsletter. Because when you sign up for that, you're going to receive right away from me 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with lots of tools and techniques that can help you to create the life that you desire. Now, these tools and techniques you're going to see on there, folks, are the same things that I have done personally in my own life to overcome and heal Crohn's disease, abuse, illness, a life and death pregnancy. I was given 30 minutes to live in my life. I had a near-death experience. I went through divorce, and I soared above all of that, and I created the life that I absolutely love, married to Mr. Right, wonderful life. So to get those little tips on how I did it, just, you know, sign up for that free newsletter, and then the videos will come to you. So that's it for that details. Now, we've got an awesome show today. I'm really excited about it. But before we talk about the show, Christopher, what's new with you?
Well, what's new with me? What's not new with me is a better question, because I'm just having such a cluttered week.
Oh, listen to you.
Well, you, I mean, today's Thursday. That? I was going to say today's Thursday, and yeah. The week started off with me having a cluttered vehicle. I have a lot of sales memorabilia in there. It's kind of like my portable office. And I actually spent some time over the weekend on Sunday trying to clean some of it out, but I went through it so quickly that I'm a little worried that I might have thrown something away that might have been important.
Oh, well, you know who we have with us today, right?
Well, I know. That's why I'm saying this.
Yeah, you're like sucking up to her already, aren't you? Well, you know, it's not going to work because I know what your vehicle looks like.
You've seen it.
Yeah, I have. And the spaghetti stains, too. Did we point those out, too? Or did Mom forget about those?
Sue, your memory's a little too good. That happened in the fall of 2011.
I know. Isn't that scary?
Yeah, those spaghetti stains are long gone since then, my dear.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's good. Well, I always have to have something to tease you about, right?
Absolutely. You do.
Well, this is a big day for us here in the London family's home.
Yeah, so I know what the big day is, but what is it?
Well, I got more than an hour sleep last night.
That must be because you have a young one in the house.
We have a young one. Well, folks, if you tuned into the show last week, I was talking about how when our animals pass over, they give us signs and messages, and they lead us to, you know, what's next for us along our journey. And I talked about how our dog, Willie, passed away, on January the 8th, and he sent us his replacement. Well, our replacement, Marley, came home on the weekend. And isn't he just so gosh darn cute, Christopher? I'm sending you pictures like it's my new baby, eh?
Well, he is a baby.
Well, he is, but he's just so gosh darn cute. You're supposed to say, yes, he's so cute.
He is cute, and he is a baby.
You know what? You do forget when you have a new puppy how you're going to miss the sleep, and you're up in the middle of the night for those pees and the whole thing. Like, I forgot about that.
Well, at least he knows what he's doing. He's housebroken only at 8 weeks old, which I think is amazing.
Yeah, well, you know, as you know, I do Reiki on animals, right? And our dogs have always, like, we could say, go pee, and they'll pee on demand. Well, our dog, Gus, he's kind of just instantly bonded with Marley, and he's taken over. We all go outside, and luckily, I don't have to pretend I'm lifting my leg like we had to do with Gus in the beginning. But, you know, Gus will pee, and then right away, Marley looks at it, sniffs it, and he pees right beside it. So we have not had any accidents in the house, I'm proud to say. And he was sleeping the first night. I got to tell you, it's really nice that I have this Reiki in me, because it was about 2:30 in the morning on Saturday night, and Ross and I were taking turns. We, you know, he would put them out. And, of course, we had to have snowstorms this weekend too, right? And so Ross would take him outside, and then he would pass me Marley, and I would give Marley Reiki, and then Marley would sleep for the next hour and a half, which was awesome. So we kind of got this routine figured out with the dog, right? And so it's been going really, really well, but last night he was up a little bit more. So last night I thought, okay, well, I'm not going to, like, I hear him a little whimpering, so I sent him some Reiki, distant Reiki. Well, I laid in bed, and he's in the cage, and he went right to sleep for a few hours. So I'm going right now on an hour and a half of sleep, so if I sound really, like, I'm jabbering and wired, it's because I'm very tired. So that's our excitement. So I'm sharing all this about our puppy because we're talking about our home with a new puppy, and we're talking about your vehicle so full of paperwork, and you really don't know what to do with it. That's your biggest challenge, isn't it?
The biggest challenge is I don't know how to do it the right way without losing, you know, what's important. Like I said, over the weekend, I threw stuff away that could have been important.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people have that problem because I know our guest today, folks, is Missy Bystrom, the organized connection. She's a professional organizer. And I've had many conversations with her about my husband Ross's office because Ross's challenge is he needs everything and how to organize it and what do you keep and what you don't. And, of course, I'm the other way that everything, I know where it is, every piece of paper in the entire house, and I have it very organized, and if it's not organized, I'm like feeling scattered. So there's a real difference with Ross and I. So I can see where you're at because you're a lot like with Ross with trying to organize stuff. So, and I know for us too, we have to be really careful now we have the new puppy because there's a lot of people that have clutter, and I've heard of a lot of animals dying from choking on like things sitting around, and that's not a good thing. So it's kind of this is a combination show for everyone listening, whether you are like Chris, who have a vehicle that is your office, or if you're like my husband, Ross, who has to get his office in better shape for his puppy. So are you already pumped, Chris? You got your questions ready for the show today?
Yes, I am all ready for Missy.
You're all ready? Well, folks, let me tell you about her. Missy is a regular on our show, and if you go to transformationtalkradio.com, you can see Missy's guest page. Her last name is spelled B-Y-S-T-R-O-M, Bystrom. It's Missy, M-I-S-S-Y. We've had her. She's a regular on our show, folks, and you can see all the different topics we've covered. Her website is theorganizedconnection.com. Learned so much about her. She's got an awesome book. I'm proud to say that it was her book that turned my one daughter around at getting her organized. Our other girls are awesome at having a system like their mother, except this one daughter, and Missy's book worked miracles with her. So you want to check out her website and definitely get her books. They're incredible. So let's get on with the show and bring Missy on. So my friend Missy, welcome back to the show.
And Christopher, it is wonderful to be here. I cannot tell you how much I love being on your show.
We do have fun here, don't we?
Oh my goodness, it's one big fun. I was thinking about that today, and I was reminiscing about how much fun I have, and you know, do we even really get anything done? Because it's just so much darn fun. But I like to think that we do. What do you think, Christopher?
Well, I think that having you on the air, you have a way of talking to me. Where it doesn't seem, you know, it doesn't, or talking to anybody, where it doesn't seem so threatening. You're just very educational, and you make it seem easy to basically declutterize the clutter.
Yeah, well, good. Then it's working.
It is working.
We're just going to have to get Missy to come down to you in Rhode Island. I think that would be just your final missing piece that you got, Chris.
Well, next time you come down, Sue, why don't you two come together? We can make a declutterization, great time.
Yeah, well, and Missy, I can tell you some good news. When I was at the station in December, I'm proud to say the garbage cans were empty, and it did look really good. It was not cluttered. So it's just really your vehicle, isn't it, Chris?
You know what? It's a great team that we have here.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's not just me. It's the team.
Yeah. But your main area of clutter is your vehicle, isn't it?
As of right now, yes. And I even have to say this. Even at home, Lena has done such a great job. You'd be amazed. Actually, you've never been in our house before, Sue, but you'd be amazed. It's like night and day from what it used to be like.
Wow.
And everything around me, my entire surroundings are much better. It's just that vehicle. That's the problem.
Yeah, yeah. And we've talked about this countless times, haven't we, Missy? Like, that's a common thing with people.
It's really common with people, especially if you're a sales guy or woman and you live out of your car.
Wait a minute. We call ourselves marketing consultants, not salespeople.
Marketing.
Oh, Missy, you said a bad thing.
It's no longer sales guy, is it? That's like for the old Kirby guys. Now it's marketing.
That's right.
Consultant.
And you don't want to say guys either, because there's some fabulous men and women doing
exactly. So I need to be taught, you see. I can do organizing, but speaking properly, that's one of the things I need help with, Christopher.
You're doing fine.
Well, how about on that note, folks, why don't we take a break? And then we'll all regroup, and then when we come back, Missy, why don't we get you to help Chris and everyone listening know what is clutter and what to let go of and what not to. Does that sound good?
Righty. Perfect.
Okay. Folks, you are listening to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London and my amazing, or I should say our amazing guest, Missy Bystrom, because she's really here to help Christopher again today, too. So we're going to take that quick break, and when we come back, Missy's going to give you some tools to help you get started on letting go of your clutter. Now, to learn more about me, go to AskSueLondon.com. Learn more about our amazing guest, Missy, go to TheOrganizedConnection.com. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Bleier to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit I Am Energy.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, I am so excited today. We have got the amazing, the wonderful, the organized Missy Bystrom with us today, and she's helping you to know what to let go of when it comes to clutter. And she's going to help you know what is clutter, what to do with it, and how to get more organized so that you can be more productive, more successful, and have more balance and time for yourself. So before we go to the break, guys, we were saying how Christopher, our producer, has this dilemma with his truck. And he puts all his paperwork in there. He's not sure what to let go of. Christopher, why don't you tell Missy what's your biggest concern? Because I think if you kind of share as people are listening and Missy helping you, that can help a lot of people.
My biggest concern is, there's two concerns, and I have to figure out which is bigger because I think they're both equally as big. Number one is, of course, self-appearance. It's important how I look to society, you know, when I'm out doing sales or marketing, as I said before. And when I drive in somewhere, you know, the vehicle has the station call letters painted on it. It's like my advertising mechanism. And the last thing I want people to see is a bunch of stuff cluttered on the dashboard, which has happened many times. So, and I'm looking out at it right now. There's a few things on the dashboard today. So that's number one is appearance. Number two is when cleaning out the vehicle, I want to make sure, like I said on Sunday, that I'm not throwing anything away because I do it so quickly. I just want to get it done. And you know how like you just wipe a table off and you don't even know what's on the table and you just like brush everything off of it? That was kind of the way I did it on Sunday. And that's my other biggest concern is if I go out there and throw everything away and make it look clean, what if I'm getting rid of stuff that I don't want to get rid of? And there is one more thing. Number three, we had talked about this the last time you were on, Missy. And I don't know if you use the word hoarding, but there are certain things that I probably could get rid of that I don't want to part ways with. So there you go.
Wow, that's a great... You're really good, and I love the analogy of the little crumbs on the table. What a great visual. No, I'm serious. That's really good because that's a great analogy. So listen, I want to, first of all, I really think that there really is no order of importance. It's I think that everything you've mentioned is important, and so we don't even need to create a hierarchy here. Appearance, hands down, is really important, especially if you drive around with, you know, a marketing vehicle. If you have logos on it,
yes,
it better be clean. I mean, otherwise, people do look at other people's vehicles. They do all the time.
And it's the old saying, you judge a book by its cover. I mean, you can judge a person that way.
You do. I mean, it would be really obvious. And I have to admit, you know, when I look into real estate agents' cars and just different cars, I mean, that will help me dictate who I want because I want people to be orderly about the way that they approach anything that I hire them to do. And so it's really important for you because, you know, people are giving you their money and they're trusting that you're going to follow through. And if you don't, it's just a big waste. So, yeah, huge importance. And I'm glad you recognize that because it is. So no pressure. Okay. So, but no, listen. And so now look a step further here, you know, organizing, really we need to declutter first. And I would say, you know, there are several kinds of people. Some people can just get rid of everything and say, okay, I'm starting over, it's done. And some people can't. You can't. So what you did on Sunday, although it was really good, and I'm sure that you did it because you knew you'd be talking to me, is that right?
Believe it or not, I knew I was going to be talking to you, but this is something that I would have done without Missy's help.
I was going to say, seriously, Christopher?
No. Listen, you have to listen to what I say here. It has to do with the fact there was no system or methodology to it. It was just like you're jumping. Here's another analogy. You're jumping into a pool, and you're not really sure what's in the pool. It's just like, just do it. And that's what I did on Sunday was, you know what, I close my eyes and just do it. I'm not going to look at any of this stuff, but it looks messy,
right.
So I'm just going to do it. And I can't tell you the amount of times, and I'll do that every week, but, you know, maybe like once every other month, I'll do that, and I'll just close my eyes and just get rid of everything without really paying attention to what it is. And I have in the past lost some important documents, you know.
Okay, so Christopher, you will. I mean, there is not one right way to do this, but I have to say, with the information that you're giving me, you are not the kind of gentleman that can go through every other month and just throw stuff blindly, because it's going to eat away at you, all right?
So it does.
That approach is not going to work for you. It's just not. So what we're going to have to do is first we're going to have to do a decluttering job, and then secondly, you're going to have to commit maybe even once a month to do the job that I'm going to teach you how to do. But it cannot be in the way in which you're doing it, because that just causes stress. And, you know, I don't know what the chances are of you getting rid of something that's valuable, but I can tell you there'll be a lot less when you know what's in your vehicle and then you do know what you can part with. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're not allowed to go in there and just throw stuff blindly, because that's too stressful. You're always going to have in the back of your mind taking up space, gosh, what if I got rid of something that I shouldn't have? And then when you can't find something, you'll think you threw it away, and then you'll go through that panic, and that just takes up clutter in your head. We can't afford that either, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you walk me through and tell me what kind of stuff you have in your vehicle?
Primarily 95 or 98% of it would be bills, paperwork, anything paper.
Okay. All right. Well, this is an easy one. I mean, it is really easy, Christopher.
And not just bills. I mean, there's also, when I go out and sell advertising for the radio station, it might be the little contracts that people sign, or it could also be information that I write down from an advertiser, you know, telling me what they want in their ad. So it's just all papers, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Christopher, yours is an easy one.
Okay.
Again, it's just going to be time consuming. Okay. So it doesn't matter whether you have your stuff in a vehicle, you have your stuff and on a desk, you have your stuff in a spare bedroom. The stuff is the same. So the process is going to be the same. You're going to have to pull all that stuff out, and you're going to have to sort it. And you're going to have to sort it the good old-fashioned way. And I'd love to, if I can remember this after the show, I'll shoot you guys off a photo of an office that I just did. And it's not the finished process, but it's actually the process of doing it.
Oh, good.
And really it's really fun. I mean, this process actually is really exciting because it allows you to almost do an inventory of everything you have. And you can do it as detailed as you want or as not detailed as you want. And so what we basically are going to do is pull everything out of Christopher's vehicle. We're going to have bags or boxes or bins. And I don't know how you file things away in your head, Christopher, but there isn't a right way to file either. So you might just do, like, have your different account names. And then you put different papers in, so you have different clients or different accounts, and you have each box labeled. And then you throw those papers, those bills, those contracts that apply to that particular client in that box. So this is the first round of categorizing.
Okay.
And this just helps you separate in your head what you have. You definitely should not be throwing stuff away, because you're going to throw away a contract or something, and that would not be good. So if you have notes, And they're on different clients. Let's say you have a notepad and it's on like five different people. Well, you shouldn't take notes like that now. You should actually have a page per client. But let's say you do for now. You're going to have the miscellaneous stack as well. And then you're also going to have a stack that's recycle or shred or whatever you need to do to get rid of your papers. But the first step is just getting stuff in order. And I really highly encourage anybody, when they have these boxes or bags around them with their client, in your case, with clients' names or accounts on them, have the names or accounts be really big, because you don't want to think. You want to go through this quickly. So you want to throw this bill in this box, this bill in this box, this account in this box, this contract in this box. Just bam, 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 bam. This is the part you can do fast, okay? But you want to be accurate about it. And then it depends upon there. So you want to empty your entire vehicle. Like I'm talking empty the whole thing. And you want to clean it at this point because you want to start with a clean slate. Clean the whole thing out, vacuum it out. You know, whatever kind of cleaner you use for the dashboard, make it look really nice and inviting. Wash your mats off, that kind of thing. And then you're starting with a clean slate. But before we put your stuff back in your car, I don't know how many clients or accounts you have. Let's just hypothetically say there's 10. You're going to have 10 of these boxes. They're all going to be filled with client stuff. Some will have a lot of stuff, some will have a little stuff. You recycle or get rid of what you need to get rid of. And then you might have a miscellaneous pile. We can get back to that later. But now you're going to figure out, okay, who are my most important clients? How do I prioritize them? Do I need to keep them in smaller boxes? Can they just all fit in file folders in a carrying file case? You just have to kind of figure out visually what you're going to need to contain their stuff. And then hypothetically, let's say that you have a filing case per client or an accordion folder per client. It just depends upon the amount of stuff. You have to decide, do I need to subcategorize? For instance, do I need a contract folder within an accordion folder? And do I need my personal notes about this client within the accordion folder? Do I need, my billing or my invoicing? So you need to figure out, do I need to, you know, subcategorize? Or is that just wasted work for the sake of organizing and I can just have it all together and I can find it? Totally your choice. It depends how your mind works. Okay?
Okay.
So really, and that's trial and error, because you might think you think one way, and then you might just be like, oh my gosh, this subcategorization is killing me. I can't deal with this. I'm going to just throw it all together. So it depends what works for you. So again, a lot of this is trial and error. But the whole idea is that you need to set up your system ahead of time so that you just don't throw all your stuff back in the car. Okay? Make sense?
Yes, it does make sense.
And so it's really easy.
It's easier said than done, though, but yes, it makes sense.
Well, no, it's easy to do, Christopher, but it is really time-consuming.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Would you agree with that a little more?
100% I agree with you.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's what this is. This is going to be time-consuming, but I can guarantee something. Once you set up these systems, and every time you go to a new client, you're going to have your new little accordion folder or however you're going to divide this. And then you're immediately going to set that folder up so that they're all the same. And if you have to drive around in the back of your truck with, like, some big boxes that have, like, 20 or 30 folders in, almost like a traveling file cabinet, if you will, that's okay. You know, as long as you have your stuff organized and you know where it is, that's good, okay? It may not look beautiful, but it will look organized, and that is the most important thing, okay? But yeah, time-consuming, definitely. But in the end, you will for sure save time. You will for sure be more productive. You will know where everything is. You'll kind of be like Johnny on the spot. Like, you'll be able to serve your clients really, really well. You'll be a good example for others. You'll know where everything is. You will save so much time and energy, and you will never throw away something that you think that you need ever again, because each month you're going to kind of maintain the system.
Missy,
yes,
a quick break. I think we have Christopher a little speechless there and overwhelmed maybe right now.
No, it wasn't speechless. I was just so amazed I didn't turn my microphone back on, and I was like, but you didn't hear me, so.
Break time.
Why don't we let's take that quick break. When we come back, let's talk more about systems and help Christopher some more. So, folks, stay tuned. We're going to take a very quick break. More with Missy when we come back. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduce prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. And today, folks, you are in for a treat because we've got the amazing, incredible Missy Bystrom with us. And she's helping you all get rid of your clutter, know what's clutter, help to organize that, and just get so productive, successful, organized, efficient, and everything else that goes around being organized. And before the break, Missy was helping our producer, Christopher, with his vehicle, I guess we shall say, Missy?
Yes, vehicle.
Getting a system. Now, we went to the break. There's more you wanted to talk with Christopher about that?
Christopher, well, you know, I think I'd love to. And Christopher, I just want to stress that, yes, it is time-consuming, and no, it is not hard. It's very easy to separate papers by topic. It's almost like you could envision, you know, when a, like, and this is all I can liken it to, and it's because we're talking about new puppies, and then that gets me to children, and then, you know how kids divide things up? You know, like, they'll divide colors up, or they'll divide toys up, or they'll make categories of, like, you know, we learn this when we're young, so it's very easy. It's unfortunate, as adults, we can't sit there and just mindlessly do little tasks like that, unless you're a professional organizer, and then you get to, and your life is really calm and fun. But, Christopher, all you need to do is just sit down, and you need to subcategorize, and just know that once this is done, once all your categories are done, and once your systems are set up, they will be so easy to maintain. And that's the message I want to get across to you, is that you're going to need to sit down, and you're probably going to need to carve out 4 to 6 hours on the high end, okay? Maybe four. I haven't seen how big your vehicle is. But, and you're just going to need to sit and do it. And I highly recommend, do not take breaks. Do not get distracted. Do not take a food break. Because the thing is that if you do this all in one fell swoop, you do it in a streamlined fashion where your mind is on the task at hand, and it goes much more quickly. If you break it up into 2 days, what happens is you get back, and you kind of have to get back into it. It's like that learning curve. So just set aside a Saturday and just say, this is what I'm going to do, and this is the way it's going to be. And, Christopher, feel free to call me on that Saturday, and I will be there on the other phone line for moral support. We can Skype. I'll walk you through it. But trust me, you will be a happier man, you will be more productive, and I guarantee you'll make more money.
Missy, you just, I got to say, and I know you said it's easy to do, but you make it sound so easy. And I have to add this. You had asked me the size of the vehicle, and Sue knows, but you don't know, or unless you remember our last conversation. It's a Ford Transit Connect, which basically means I have no back seats in the vehicle. The primary purpose and function for the vehicle is not only to promote the station, but I also carry live broadcast equipment in the back. So there's a passenger seat and a driver's seat and your typical glove compartment. So the problem areas are the back where the equipment is supposed to be. A lot of paperwork goes back there. There's some issues with the passenger seat and the floor in front of the passenger seat. And what's more, the actual, can you guess what I'm going to say next? The glove compartment. And I can't be the only one. I know you said that you've heard this before, but with the glove compartment, that has to be the biggest problem area, I would imagine, for most people in a vehicle.
Yeah, you got to just clean that thing out on a regular basis. I'm always amazed, even at mine, I pull stuff out, and I'm like, okay, where did this come from, and what is this, and why is this here, and why isn't it closing? Happens to everyone, and yeah, you just got to clean that thing out frequently. I mean, and that's like every week. You just get in and you're like, okay, I'm picking up garbage in my car and I'm going to clean up my glove compartment. Boom, boom, done, done. And then it's easy.
And Missy, I think too, Chris, is it fair to say that you have this big empty space in the back of the truck and there's not like the storage to put stuff? So when you're driving too, it goes all over the place too, right? Do you find that happens?
Yeah, well, you rode in it when it was empty, Sue. That was in 2011. It's not empty anymore. There's lots of equipment back there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That was an unusual, I forget how I did that. I think I must have cleaned it out just for you that time.
I think you just got it, though.
We shouldn't be, you know, I got to be careful. Anybody who's a police officer in the area, hold your ears. In 2011, this never happened. Don't ask, don't tell. But it was one of those situations where, well, let's just say that I had a couple of lawn chairs and Sue and Ross, or maybe there was one lawn chair and somebody sat on that. Did you hurt your butt? Did you sit on the ground?
No, that was in your car.
Okay, well,
that's another vehicle you could work on, Missy.
Oh, no.
you're trying not to get me in trouble, Sue, but we know what happened.
I'm trying to help you because I love you, my friend.
Well, thank you. I love you, too.
But, no, is that fair to say? Like, you don't, like, you have the space, the other stuff in it, but, like, you, it's not like you have a wall where there's, like, shelves that you can put your paperwork in. Right? Like, you don't have containers or anything like that.
That's
designated
right.
Designated for the stuff, right?
And so, that is an option. I could go to the dealership and ask for that. I just never did. I should.
Missy, that leads me into, like, what kind of containers or storage options does he have for the vehicle to put all this stuff
in? Well, this is going to depend what he wants to put in the vehicle. So that would be a matter of doing inventory of exactly what equipment he has and then what kind of filing needs he has. Or you have, Christopher. I shouldn't talk like you're not there because you're right here. But, you know, it's like if you have enough for, like, a true drawer filing cabinet, then maybe we get you one of those really long, almost like file boxes. You know, they're like double banker boxes, but they're plastic. And then you have that in the back. But it has a lid on it, and it's hard, so you can put things on top of it. Also, if you have things that are like equipment things, I mean, I don't know, definitely go to the dealer. Let's see if we can get some little shelves in there or things to hang things from so that everything is kind of like up and in order and out of the way. So these are things that first you have to do an inventory of exactly what you need in there. And you don't know that until you pull it all out, and then you go through it all, and then we put it back. Make sense?
It does make sense. Inventory.
Inventory.
And the Saturday, book it off.
Yes. Definitely.
Is Sunday okay?
Sunday's good. Just dive in and get it done. And
okay.
Send me an email, let me know. And then I'll write a blog on you and everything. It'll be very fun, Christopher.
All right. I can't wait for the blog.
Yay.
Well, thank you, Christopher, for being so brave and sharing your stuff again with us.
Well, it wasn't bravery. I enjoy it, and I'm so thankful that Missy is on, and I mean that sincerely.
Yeah. Well, I know if anyone can help you, that Missy is our girl. So I'm glad you're here, Missy, too, because I know this has been ongoing with you, Christopher, for such a long time.
That's right, and I'm honored to talk to Missy. Thank you, Missy.
Yeah. Missy, we've been talking about paperwork, right?
Yes.
But I know we've talked about my kids a lot together when we've had our conversations, but I have one daughter. Now, I nearly fell over when I went over to her apartment and she had garbage bags of clothes she was cleaning out. That's another area where people have trouble letting go of stuff, isn't it?
Oh, huge. Huge.
Yeah. And you know me, too. I don't understand this because I go through my closet once a month, and I have trained, I'm proud to say, trained my husband, if it doesn't fit, if it's ripped, if it's got stains on it, you get rid of it, right? You don't save it for a rainy day or use it for painting because you'll have a lot of clothes like that, right?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Right?
And that's one of the top excuses. I need it for gardening or for painting.
Well, he's allowed one shirt for gardening,
exactly.
One shirt for painting, you know.
Good for you.
Once a month. Like, how often do you say to people go through their closets?
Well, you know, it depends on the person. I mean, and it depends on the size of the closet, and it depends on their lifestyle. So this is all, you know, I like to stay away from statements like, okay, this is what you should do. This is, you know, because we're all really different, and we all lead really different lifestyles. You know, I've got some of my clients in Orange County, California, and they go to a lot of different events. They do a lot of nonprofit work. And so, you know, they have half their closet are ball gowns and evening gowns and cocktail dresses. Well, a lot of times you buy those, and those are timeless. And, you know, so that's a little different. It just depends on the person. But a good thing to remember is that I'm like you. I like to go through mine every month. The reason is because then I tend to get rid of more, and I tend to realize, okay, I haven't worn this. Why? And so I like to get rid of it, and I like to make donations, and it's really fun for me. My clients probably go through theirs seasonally.
Okay.
You know, and that's always a good thing to do, too. Just at least four times a year, go through it, make your donations, pass it on to somebody that really needs it. Because how many shirts can we truly wear?
Yeah, you know? Styles change, too.
Styles change unless you're going to buy timeless pieces. You know, one thing, this has been kind of funny for me, and I like to think I'm kind of modern and hip, you know. Well, I guess I'm not. I'll tell you why. Because I've been frequenting a couple different stores in my new town of Cleveland, Ohio.
Right,
and,
yes.
You know, I thought, well, here I'll for sure be hip because I'm moving from California.
Okay.
So I've been going there every month or so with my clothes.
Okay.
So I have this really high-end consignment store, and then I've got this trendy consignment store.
Okay.
And I
got
to say, I'm a little amazed at the clothes they don't take because they're out of style. And I'm thinking, this is a little embarrassing. This is pretty telling. Like, things that either, you know, and not that it's, like, for me, is it really that important to be in style? Not so much. But what it is telling me is that I don't need to hang on to this stuff. I mean, I really don't. And so it's been good for me. It's been a good practice for me because things I think that I look really cool in, I must look like one of those older women that's trying to look young. So I've gotten rid of so much.
You don't have you have boys, right? You don't have daughters.
Oh, totally, I have boys.
Right. So, right. I mean, so you have daughters. I have daughters, right? And if I put something on, they'll say, "Mom, you look ridiculous in that," or "That is so outdated." So I have no issue. I'll take it off and I'll say, "Okay, that's all I needed to know." Or they'll say, "It's too tight on you. It's too big on you." Then I'll put it in the bag to get rid of. But they have an ulterior motive sometimes, and it goes into their car. As I said, "Okay, you take it for me," you know?
Oh, you're kidding! That is so fun. Yeah, I have boys, and I gotta say, and I work out quite a bit. So a lot of times, I'm just wearing my, you know, yoga clothes or my gym clothes, or which is really nice, but that also tells me I don't need to save a lot of really good stuff. I mean, so, you know, things change. People really need to be aware, and fitting, like clothes fitting. You know, one of the saddest things, I think, for me, and it's just sad, I think because, well, I don't know, I'll tell you why, maybe you'll understand why, but it's people that hang on to stuff that it's like, I'm sure I'll fit into that when I lose weight. And I'm like, well, when did you last wear it? Well, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's really sad because it's a constant reminder of something that you're not and you probably won't be, and that's okay, you know?
You know, I look at it, too. You know, I have our house bench weighed every February for my calendar. Well, we will have my bench weight guru, Jeanette, here on, I think she's coming here on the 11th of February, and so I'll tell you how that goes. It's awesome. But she has really opened my mind, and she said, you know, I had an area, I think it was a closet, actually, and I was proud of it. I thought, no clutter. And she said, you know, you still have stuff in here you could get rid of. And she said, look at it this way. When you clean out a space, you're making room for more opportunities to come to you. As soon as she said that, I filled 3 garbage bags, the snap of a finger.
Yes.
You're making room for opportunity if you look at it that way, folks, right?
And it's also, think about that on another level of clutter, you know, our clutter in our head.
Yeah.
When you clear out that clutter, i.e. when you clear out the clothes, the hard clutter that you think someday will fit you, you're actually not only getting rid of the clothing, but the belief system to make room for new. And isn't that beautiful, especially if you're working on a relationship or if you're working on a new business or that kind of thing? You can get that stuff out of your head, out of your space, and then make room for new. I mean, how beautiful.
Well, I find we have a kind of a tradition here in our home that our children have done this when they were children. Our grandchildren are doing this now. And just before, like in the beginning of December, when you're starting to get all the Christmas stuff out, right, the holiday stuff, we have gone through toys or things that we are going to donate, you know, to those in need kind of thing, right? And then when we get Christmas over, it's normally, you know, just before New Year's and after those last few days of the month kind of thing, we go through our homes and we declutter. You know, maybe we got something for Christmas that would replace something else. Well, this is the time to get rid of it. We really clean our houses, even like it's kind of like my spring cleaning, but I do it just before New Year's. And I want to start the new year off in a real positive way, making the room for the opportunities to come, no clutter. And that's how I look at it. And
well,
you know,
how symbolic.
What's really interesting, too, that I I find that if I am letting go and growing to a new level spiritually, right, or you know, letting go of something, I clean out. That's how I operate. That's my subconscious letting me know I'm letting go of something. I actually have to clean out a drawer. But are you like that? Because you and I are a lot alike.
Yes, I'm definitely like that, and I know a lot of people that are like that. And you know, that's why I call myself, you know, like when people say, well, what do you organize? What do you? And I always tell people, it's such a holistic approach.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't go into homes and say, okay, let's clean your closet, because that's not really what it's about.
No,
it's not. But if I marketed myself that way, Sue, they might lock me up because it doesn't make sense. It doesn't translate to the average person. But you are exactly right. Is that it's all connected. I mean, you know that more than anyone.
Oh, for sure. I mean, every time I'm cleaning out, you know, I especially like I go for these they're called network chiropractic sessions. And I'm in the process of booking this girl to come on the show. She's a doctor. And mm-hmm. I'll go and have this session. And I go mainly because if I've taken stuff on. And like when our dog Willie died, I took a lot on about that because I was there. He died in my arms, right? Mm-hmm. So I took on his stuff. So I go to this doctor, and she clears my stuff. I'll come home, and you notice how I said she clears my stuff, right? I'll come home, and I'm cleaning out the knife drawer, or I'm cleaning out a closet, and Ross will say, don't throw out that. I want that. What are you taking in mine now, you know? Like, oh, you've gone to Catherine? Okay, what are you getting rid of now, you know?
And see, that's so, you know, it's beautiful because you recognize that. Most people would just go through a neutral and just, you know, not even recognize that. And how beautiful that you put that together. It's just beautiful because that's exactly how, you know, it means that you're balanced and you're congruent is what it means. And that's really great. I mean, that's why your business is booming and that's why you're the little rock star that you are.
Well, we've talked about clothes. We talked about paperwork. Mm-hmm. What is there other areas where people have trouble letting go of stuff?
Well,
like
one way,
I know.
Yeah, well, there's two different spaces that are always really hard. And again, it's all connected. But one is keepsakes and photographs.
Oh yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Huge. And then a second one is there's a couple more. What one is a kitchen? Food. Appliances, that kind of thing. Again, symbolic of, you know, a lot of times food means fulfillment, means love, means, you know, how we equate all these conditioned beliefs with food.
Yeah.
And then people have a hard time getting rid of stuff that had cost them a lot of money or that's really valuable monetarily, but that they just don't need. So there are like three areas there that I see on a regular basis.
So would you let, like, how you've told, you know, Chris about how to do the systems, would you do the same thing with all these different areas?
Kind of. I mean, you know, more or less. I mean, like, the photographs and the keepsakes, that's the same way. And you really have to, you know, that's a really personal preference.
Okay.
There's a million different ways because there's a million different people, but it's like, do you really need to save every single Hanukkah or Christmas card from someone, you know, from 30 years ago? Probably not. Well, gosh, what if they have a family picture on the front of it? It's okay to throw it away. It really is. Unless for some reason you feel like you need to keep it. I mean, then I always say, okay, fine, let's find a way to organize it or display it or use it, you know?
Yeah. I always come down to, anything I have, I don't need to have materialistic things from somebody. It's there in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
We have the memories, and that's what's most important.
Of course. Right? I mean, that because it's the gesture. It's the love. It's like, here's a gift from me because I care about you or I love you. It's not. It's the gesture.
Exactly. Now, Missy, you're not going to believe this. We're out of time. This
show
is so fast, my friend.
We need a week.
I know. Well, we'll have you back. Will for sure, I promise, folks. Now, I want to tell everyone I want to encourage you all to go to Missy's website, theorganizedconnection.com. Missy, as always, I love you, my friend. We will talk soon, and thank you so much for helping Christopher and helping all our listeners today. You're such a treasure in all our hearts.
And you too, Sue. I love you.
Thanks, my friend. Mm-hmm. Folks, I want to thank you all for joining in today. We've had another great show with Missy and Christopher sharing his stuff. Tune in next week. We've got Dr. Michael Forsina with us, and our topic is treating blood pressure naturally. So on behalf of our guest, Missy Bystrom, my wonderful producer, Christopher DePaula, and myself, Sue London, we all want to wish you much love and many blessings. And I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. So have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you have missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life. Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.